You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
We're going to talk a little bit about IT spending because Cisco Systems, their earnings, their forecast this week showed that corporate IT spending is definitely holding up. And our next guest company, the results that we got from them recently are doing the same. Insight Enterprises reporting last week with a fourth quarter adjusted EPS beat and upbeat 2023 adjusted EPS forecast. The results led some analysts to raise their price targets on the stock, which, is, by the way, is up around 30% year to date. Maddie hitting an all-time high in today's trade. So we thought we would get something on the macro and micro.
Absolutely. And joining us now with that and more, Joyce Mullen, president and CEO of the $4.4 billion market cap IT services company, Insight Enterprises, via Zoom from Austin, Texas. Should mention, by the way, Joyce, a tech industry veteran, spent more than two decades at Dell, including serving as president of Dell's global channel embedded and edge solutions. Thank you, Joyce, so much for joining us today. Start us off by just giving us a recap. Tell us about the business, the last quarter, and what you're excited about looking ahead.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Madison. Great to be here with you. So we had a pretty good end to the year, and the year itself was awesome. So we're pretty happy with it. Record everything, and that's a good sort of launching platform for 2020.
All right, wait a minute. You had a record, and you're just pretty happy with it?
It is pretty happy. We could do better.
Okay.
We could do better.
Okay, keep going.
All right, and you know, when you think about this, you know, everybody is talking about the market and the spend, and certainly we are seeing some caution, so I don't want to be Pollyanna about it. There are definitely concerns out there. We're seeing customers shorten up lengthening their sales cycles. They're getting more approvals. We're seeing our customers cut down their projects to smaller bite-sized pieces to make sure they get the ROI in period, that kind of thing. But, you know, Gartner says we'll see low single-digit growth in the market. Generally, the channel does better than that, and we do better than that. So we feel like in this $4 trillion market, mid-single-digit growth is a pretty good start. And since it's since we're really focused on cloud, data, AI, edge, cyber, those areas are growing much, much faster than the average IT market. So we're feeling okay about the market,
Joyce,
going forward in 2023.
Jump in here. Tell us a little bit about your customer base so that our audience has a better idea of kind of who you are really talking to, selling to, and working with on a regular basis.
Yeah, so we are a global company, but we really are our most dominant market is North America, for sure. We serve about 80% of the Fortune 500 customers in the world. I would call the fat of the bat for our market, kind of that corporate space, sort of think Fortune 300, mid-market. Those clients are generally underserved. They have really big IT budgets. And by the way, IT is complicated now. There's a lot of choices. So those clients need help and they can't get kind of the labor and the skills that they need to make great technology choices. And that's where we come in.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick aside question, Joyce? And then I promise we're going to get back to you. We're talking about IT. We're talking about AI. Give me your take on ChatGPT and Bing and the news we got on that this week. What are your thoughts?
Well, I still think there is enormous promise that that goes along with the concept of ChatGPT and what it can do. I think what we learned this week is it's going to be tough, right? There's a lot of security concerns. There's a lot of ethical issues to deal with. We happened to be at Microsoft when Satya made that announcement last week. And we are very, very excited about the potential because we think this notion of leveraging natural language to drive instruction and get answers and move projects and products along is going to be really, really powerful. But it's obviously still pretty new, and there's some bugs, clearly.
All right, wait a minute. So you were at Microsoft. You had me at hello. So take us back. You were there and the announcement was happening. What was kind of front and center the conversations? I don't know. What can you tell us?
Well, so we were there coincidentally. Microsoft is our biggest partner.
Right.
We are one of their top Azure partners, and we were there completely coincidentally, but it was a fun day to be there. So we weren't behind that curtain in the news conference.
Well, and it's funny, AI, not a new thing, right? You know, and this is the thing that we're trying to get, remind everybody, AI has been around for a long time, but this takes it to a whole other level. How do you think that kind of propels growth for you guys going forward, maybe going the distance?
Well, I think it's right in our sweet spot. I mean, we've mm-hmm. been working at, to your point, on AI for a long, long time. We have lots of customers for whom we've built AI-based recommendation engines for next best action from a sales point of view, or predictability around patient load in Steward Healthcare, for example, so you can get better, you can staff more effectively and provide better patient care. So we've been doing these kinds of projects for a long time. I just think that means that we're going to have a lot to learn over the coming years about how to leverage this natural language capability and how to put that to work in our processes and in the solutions we build for our clients.
Tech just changes so quickly, as we all know by now, and it can be really hard to stay on top of. I wonder how you stay on top of it, Joyce, and what do you anticipate being the biggest tech change over the next decade?
Well, I think we've just been talking about what's likely to be the biggest tech change over the next decade. So that I think this notion of how do we leverage all of the data and material out there and actually turn that into really effective recommendations or production of work, production of code, production of papers, production of ideas. I think it's going to be really, really big. But we are... We have been, as I said, we've been really focused on this notion of how do we help our clients make sense of all of the complexity in tech. We do, and we stay abreast of it in a couple different ways. First of all, we spend a lot of time with our clients, listening carefully to the problems that they're trying to solve, the outcomes that they're looking for in their businesses. And then we leverage our relationships with the best technology providers on the planet. And all of those technology providers are really strong, long-standing partnerships we've had for many, many years. We spend time with their R&D organizations. We spend time with their engineers. We spend time with them solutioning with the customer's interest in mind. So if you do that enough and effectively enough, and we also hire the best and brightest, we've got 5,500 technical experts on our team, and we're always looking to hire more. And that keeps us on our toes. And then if I'm really stuck, I talk to my kids because they always have something to teach me.
I love that. Or they take it to TikTok and just make you laugh. Hey, Joyce,
exactly.
You mentioned engineers, right? A company like yours, the backbone, right, is your technical expertise, your technical talent. How's that going in terms of the labor market? Are you still having to pay up to get workers in?
Well, you definitely have to pay up for certain skills. And what we're doing is we're trying to figure out how to do that. But in the meantime, we're also building really effective recruiting and development programs with university hires all over the world. We just acquired a company called Hanu, which is a Gartner Magic Quadrant Azure migration company.
That's
in India.
A mouthful.
And
what does
I
that
know
mean?
Exactly. I'm going to say that. They're really good at helping clients move to Azure.
Okay.
And you know, they have a bit, and one of the reasons we were so excited about them is because they've got a tried and true technical academy, which basically starts at the university, several universities around mm-hmm. Delhi, mm-hmm. and they build capability. So you not only have to buy it, but you got to build it. And we're going after both of those avenues.
All right. We're going to leave it on that note. Come back. I'd love to talk more with you again in the future. Joyce Mullen, she's President and Chief Executive Officer of Insight Enterprises, joining us via Zoom from Austin, Texas. As we mentioned, it's an IT services company, about a $4.5 billion market cap, and the stock hitting an all-time high in today's session, roughly up about 30% year to date.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.